This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 208 for Friday, December 30th. Ice canola futures are lower on Friday in this last day of trading for 2022. At the final settlement, the March contract loses $9.30 at $865.80 per ton, and the May contract is down $9.70 at $862.60 per ton. The North American grain markets will be closed on Monday to mark the new year. Trading will resume on Tuesday morning, and today is first notice day for all January futures. Pressure on canola is coming from sharp losses in Chicago soy oil, while soybeans and soy meal are higher. There's more support from gains in Malaysian palm oil and the front months of European rapeseed. Modest increases in global crude oil prices are spilling over into vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Friday, with the loonie at 73.72 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.76. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report this morning, delayed one day by the Christmas holiday. The USDA says current crop wheat sales are about 478,000 tons, slightly more than market expectations. Corn export sales are nearly 782,000 tons and within trade guesses. Soybean export sales almost amount to 706,000 tons and are within expectations. Those for soy meal exceed 264,000 tons and soy oil is at 5,400 tons. Heavy rains are in the forecast for the lower Mississippi starting tomorrow, and that will help raise water levels on the river. Meanwhile, in South America, isolated and scattered showers are forecast for parts of Brazil and Argentina. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The March contract is up 8 cents at $15.24 per bushel. March soy oil falls 2.29 cents at 64.07 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gains $12.50 at $471 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Friday as the March contract eases back 1 cent at $6.78.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower as well, with its March contract down 3 cents at $3.67. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago March rising 18 cents at $7.92. Kansas City March advances 21.5 cents at $8.88. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March adds 23 cents at $9.37. On the behalf of the Markets Farm team and Glacier Farm Media, we wish you a very happy new year. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, December 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.